Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we taught that the only miracle of hell is that no one is ever consumed in the flames. Listen as we start there today. We're to be a holy priesthood, not a worldly priesthood. We're to offer up spiritual sacrifice, not fleshly things, that are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, if you're saved, you are a priest of God. Now, let me repeat that. If you're saved, you are a priest of God. A priest speaks to God for others and speaks to others for God, as we already said. In speaking of us, he wants us to be a spiritual house, the local church. What kind of a spirit? Holy. A holy priesthood is a non-worldly, non-fleshly manner in which they serve and worship God. The spiritual sacrifices must be wholly acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. Remember Belshazzar drinking from the temple vessels? They were dancing and partying, using those vessels. It was somewhat like Israel that made a calf to Jehovah in the wilderness. Oh, they danced, they drank, but they were doing it in the name of Jehovah. That didn't make it right. God brought swift judgment upon them. Now, here's the question. Was the adultery, the drunkenness, and the nudity, and all the other things they enjoyed in Israel and Babylon worth it? What they've got today? No. Will it be worth it in eternity? You know, the rich man's been in eternity now for 2,000 years. Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus. His words were this: I am tormented in this flame. Well, look, 2,000 years from now, he's still going to be tormented in flame. Revelation 14 tells us that men will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone forever and ever, and will be tormented night and day forever and ever. Jesus said in Luke that their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, meaning they never cease to exist. They never escape. They feel the pain forever. They chose the flesh, and so they'll suffer as flesh would suffer in a lake of fire. The only miracle of hell is that it is as the burning bush that Moses saw in the wilderness that was on fire, but the bush did not consume away. Yet he was in a wilderness with dry wood, and it was very hot. Or like the three Hebrew children that were thrown into a fiery furnace that was so hot, it kills the strong soldiers that were throwing them in. Although they never entered the fire, it was so hot it killed them. But not the three. I like what one preacher said at the Nebuchadnezzar saw the three up walking around, and the fourth one looked like the Son of God, and said, why were they walking around? They're trying to keep warm. You see, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. You see, their day's coming. And so, hell, the miracle of hell is that they'll never cease to exist, they'll never consume away, but they'll feel the fullness of the pain of the fire. Again, as a nation of priests, Israel failed to give the gospel to a lost and dying world. And we make the same mistake this day. We people are turning to Israel's way as in Samuel's day when they wanted a king like all the other nations. Now, we want a church like all the other religions, or we want a church that entertains like all the other people enjoy this day in their flesh. They were warned in Israel the eventual devastation to both their homes and their personal property. Solomon, he started out well, but he got very sensual. He loved the way of the world. He kept his religion. But taxes went out of sight, and the promise by God that the kingdom would be divided happened. That was a high cost for their high-flying, loose standards, morals, and philosophy, as opposed to God's word. The world was impressed with it all, but God revealed in his time to come the actual lowlife they are. You know, have you ever heard when you have standards and you have to make decisions based on those standards, people say, oh, you're just too judgmental. Well, let's give you an example. I say, hey, I would love for you to come and visit Central Baptist Church. Oh, you're too judgmental at Central Baptist Church. You're always naming sin, and you're down on people and all this other stuff, and you're down on the things of this and the things of that. And oh, you're just too negative, and I just really think you're just too judgmental. Well, then, same person, a few days later, they and their spouse want to go out to eat, and they would call a babysitter. And the first guy comes by to see them. Boy, I tell you what, he's pierced all over. He's on the list as a sexual predator. And he says, I saw your ad that you needed somebody to come babysit. I'm here. I'd like to babysit. Well, you reject that person. Why did you do that? Weren't you being too judgmental? And so you call the Christian that invited you, say, hey, could you come babysit my children? And you say, no, you're too judgmental. You don't like us kind of people. Well, doesn't that hit home? Doesn't that hit home? And my friend, I believe that that's just the way it is in this day-to-day in which we live. When people don't have a real stand on the Word of God, they've got to call us names. Isn't that interesting? They don't use Bible to back up what they say. Instead, they resort to calling us names or to accusations that simply are not true. Now, you could have at one time been faithful to the fundamentals of the faith and on fire. I've had people who've gone on to a moderate or contemporary light church, and yet tell me they have not changed. Oh, you haven't changed and you knew what we were? Were you a fraud then or are you a fraud now? You see, you cannot lose salvation because it's in God's hand. But you can lose your power with God and your walk in Christ Jesus. The Romans, they had bread and circuses to keep their masses passive and unthinking. Today, we have electronic gadgets and entertainment and a mixture of drugs and adultery and pornography, and it's the local churches. We are declining in true holiness and righteousness in our churches of America, regardless of our number. And America can fall just as did Rome, just as did Israel, just as any other has failed throughout history. You can lose reward. Rewards that cannot be gained once you've exited this life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, it says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, so as by fire. Now, friend, it breaks my heart to see preachers and churches who have left the right way to do as Esau did and sell God's will and holiness and righteousness for a bowl of pottage, for fleshly fulfillment, that is. Now, you may ask, well, does that teach that a man can lose salvation? No. 1,000 times no. And let's illustrate that by the Old Testament. God gave an unconditional covenant with Abraham. The land would be his, passed down to Isaac, then on to Jacob, who was Israel. And they would have the land. And the last few verses will verify it in God's word. Here in Joel, that it is restored and blessed by God to this progeny in the millennium. But they went 2,000 years without the land, and they don't have what God wanted them to have because of sin. Now, that land goes to Israel, not the local church. Rather, to the seed of Israel. But the law was based on a conditional promises. Israel lost so much due to the fact they would not and could not keep the law. On the other hand, the law should show the need of faith in the Word of God. Saved by faith, not by works. Ephesians 2:8 through 10 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, even in the law, David was given an unconditional promise of a kingly line by which the Messiah would come. And Jesus Christ did come through that line, as Mary was the one chosen, who was of the seed of David, to carry him. Now, Jesus himself was not a seed of David. He was the seed of the God. He was the Son of God. But he's also called the seed of the woman in Genesis chapter 3, in that she carried him, and she was in David's line.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.